The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I've been going to holiday festivals, stores, and browsing through catalogs looking for holiday gifts. For a gardener, you can always give gift certificates for yards of compost or bags of potting soil. But let's go out on a limb to find a few gifts even an experienced gardener might love. A watering can may not be sexy, but getting the right one makes for a lot less strain on the arm and pain in the neck. Choose plastic watering cans for lighter weight or metal ones for looks and durability. The can should be designed to not spill water as you walk, but the top opening should be wide enough to fit a hose nozzle in so you can fill the can while doing other chores. Also, make sure you can easily remove the rose end to clean out the plant debris. Another great watering device is the hose nozzle or wand. Look for a nozzle with alternate settings from a jet spray to a gentle shower. Get a nozzle or wand that has a latch so you can leave it on without having to continually squeeze the handle. I like brightly colored ones so I don't run them over with a mower. A good pair of garden gloves is indispensable. Look for washable leather palm gloves for durability, but with nylon backing so they breathe. Also, look for ones that have sticky silicone finger pads that'll help you grip items easier. This time of year, it's nice to have some greens in the kitchen to remind us of summer. Consider a gift of a window box grow kit. There are versions for microgreens and herbs. They grow best in a south-facing window in winter. Also, consider a small terrarium. They're low-maintenance, beautiful, and can be fun to plant with a child or with a friend. And now for this week's tip. To keep your amaryllis flower stalk from flopping over, prop it up with small metal stakes or even chopsticks, attaching it with plant ties. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about poisonous indoor houseplants. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.